Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichukwu today.
Just take a minute, raise your hands, and then personalize your thanksgiving. In a condition, the link grades the brandy. Yes, Lord. The glory of the Lord is here. Yes, Lord. Libra de Kaye the Katosha. It will never remain the same again. Yes, Lord. The fullness of time. The fullness of time. Yes, Lord. Libra de Shawe Katosha. You restore all things and you reconcile all things. Yes, Lord. Le predokindo zande libre getesha. Le bande cos in the libre des and the ricataya. Le kayadesha. I am grateful. We are grateful. We see your hand in our lives. We see your hand in our families. We see your hand in your church. We see your hand in all that we do. We see your hand in all of creation. We see La Cosa Tandekaya. And we say thank you for your love. Thank you for your great mercies. Thank you for your steadfastness and faithfulness. Thank you for your fearful favors, for the works of your grace in our lives and in our hearts. Thank you. Thank you for your miracles, for the blessings you give. We say thank you. Thank you for divine health. We say thank you for divine protection. We say thank you for divine promotions and liftings. We say thank you for divine preservation. We say thank you for divine establishment. We say thank you for expanding us and enlarging us. Lord, we say thank you for multiplying us. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you, Father, for your divine guidance, for your revelations, for your revelations, for your revelations, for your revelations. We say thank you. We honor you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Our hearts are open to receive your word. Speak to us as your church. Speak to us in a special way. Touch our lives. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. Let your word come with precision. Let your word come forth accurately. And let your word accomplish the purpose for which you sent it. Let it prosper in our hearts, prosper in our lives, and prosper in all you've called us to, in the name of Jesus. Your will is done here now as it is established in heaven. We give you all the glory. I bring every other spirit, every contrary spirit under subjection. You are not permitted to operate now. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Let there be unhindered attendant ministry of angels. We'll give you praise. Let there be distribution of gifts. Let everyone rise up from this service with shouts of joy. To you be all the glory. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed. And the people of the Lord say a very big amen. Amen. Give the Lord Jesus Christ your biggest clap offering of praise. If it's not big enough, keep it to yourself. But if you want to bless him, give him your very, very, your biggest clap offering of praise. Hallelujah. I want you to walk up to 3, 4, 5 persons, shake their hands, welcome them to church. But make sure that the ones sitting that are going to be sitting by your left and by your right, you get to know who they are. Introduce yourselves, get to know their names, and let them get to know your name. Come on, let's do that now as we have our seats in God's presence. Now find that one wonderful neighbor by your side. Hold him or her by his or her hands. Call them by their name. Say, love son David. Say, I'm excited you're the one by my side today. Say, God bless you real good. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Before I start this message, I want to personally apologize to Stage Arts Directorate. In fact, your Oga, your director came to see me. He spoke up for you. And I didn't take notes of what was supposed to happen, but I've made a promise to him and I'm going to keep to that promise. So I don't want any of you to be discouraged. I know what it means to prepare to do something and you are told multiple times. So from my heart, I genuinely apologize to you and God bless you real good. Let's bless God for our Stage Arts Directorate. Come on, let's do that. I won't give more information than that, but they know what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. Yes, we care about you. Now, what will make me to suspend or shift what they were supposed to do today is very key. I am not going to be speaking to just those of us who are here today in this service. I'm going to be speaking in a few minutes to Lamb Global, everywhere, and anyone and everyone who is part and parcel of this ministry in one way or the other, whether as a pastor, a leader, a church worker, a member, whether as a partner, or those of you who are affiliated with us. We have prepared our hearts throughout PEP. Can we bless God for PEP? September PEP. Ask your neighbor, do you attend PEP? Get the answer. Do you attend PEP? What did he or she say? If he doesn't attend PEP, say, that's serious. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that's very key, very important. And in the second service, we also gave us God's word that when God gets ready to move a man or your family or a people or his church into new dimensions of his prophetic destiny, what he does is that he gives a prophetic revelation through a fresh rhema word. Everybody pay attention, very key. We looked at Isaiah chapter 13 from verse 18 to 19. Verse 19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. And then he says, shall you not know it? I would like you to give me that Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19, but this time the Good News Translation. You're going to be, watch out for the new thing I am going to do. And then he says, it is happening already. Somebody said, now it shall spring forth. It's already happening. Don't look at it as something that will yet happen. Don't say it is going to be yet 1 month, 3 months, 4 months, and then. No, it's happening already. He said, but watch out. There is something new I'm doing. He said, you can see it now. That's the word of God. So those who we maximize the opportunities of prophetic seasons, those who we maximize the grace that comes with it, and those who we appropriate the fullness of the blessings of that prophetic season are those who are watching out for the new thing. What is God saying? What is God saying? In the second service, we also looked at Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, that where there is no revelation, people cast off restraints. And we say that that revelation means prophetic vision. It means prophetic vision. It also means divine guidance. Where there is no prophetic vision, where there is no divine guidance, and people are not seeing what God is doing, they are not seeing and they are not hearing what God is saying, they run wild. They cast off restraints. They become reckless and their lives are left in disorder. I would like you to give me that scripture also in the New Living Translation. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Hold that neighbor as we read. 1, 2, 3, go. When people do not accept divine guidance, they what? If things are running wild, if things are out of control, if there is chaos and disorder in anybody's life or in your family, in what you're doing, in your calling, your ministry, in a church, what it means is that somebody is ignoring, despising, resisting divine guidance. There is something God is saying. There is something God is revealing. There is something God is pointing to, and the person is not paying attention. And for us as a church, we choose to accept, and not just accept, but to follow what? Divine guidance. God has a word in the moment, in the now, for Love Ambassadors Ministries. You see, I want to talk to us a bit about the power of receiving a prophetic revelation, so you understand the seriousness of what we are saying. I want you to get me back to my slide. The power of receiving a prophetic revelation. Number one, it is the prophetic revelation we receive that impregnates the womb of our spirit. You want to get pregnant with the seed of the next phase, the next dimension of your prophetic destiny. I explained this. I don't have all the time in this service, but I did explain it very clearly in the second service. You will get the message in the second service. You will understand everything about prophetic destiny. So that's the destiny that God predetermined according to his own will for you. You see, Jesus showed up one day in the synagogue, and as it was his custom, they gave him the scroll to read, and he opened to Isaiah and began to read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And after he finished reading, he closed the book and he said, this scripture is fulfilled before your eyes today. The scripture testifies of him, Jesus. He said, it is written of me in the volume of the books. Behold, I now come to do your will. So before I showed up, there are things that God has written concerning my journey. And every single time at different times he will do certain things, and you will hear, especially someone like Matthew, he said that it might be fulfilled which was written, that it might be fulfilled which was written, that it might be fulfilled which was written. That means the person is taking parts already preordained by God, already revealed in the word of God. And God already has that plan, and he has proposed it before the person was even formed in the mother's womb. He said to Jeremiah, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I foreknew you. And I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. Now, Jeremiah would have chosen to be something else, and God will not resist him. He will never impose his will on any man. He will never force himself on any man. But Jeremiah was able to fulfill his prophetic destiny because he was able to hear God, see what God is revealing to him, hear what God is saying to him, accept that guidance, and submit to it. Somebody say, I hear. So when God wants to take you from where you are, any one of us, a church, to the next level of where you are going to, according to his own plan, what he does is that he releases a prophetic revelation. And he does it via his spirit and his word. We explained it. If you like, let it be that you had a dream. If you like, let it be that you had an open vision and you were watching something as if you were watching, or whether you had a spiritual vision and you were taking in the spirit. If you like, let it be that you were reading your Bible and you just heard a still small voice. The ways through which he will talk to you is not the issue, is that he will speak by his word. At the end of the day, what word did he release? There are people that will have dramatic experiences. There are people that won't have dramatic experiences. The greatest encounters I've had that radically changed my life didn't come with any drama. Just me and God speaking within my heart. Still small voice, no drama. And I go forth and he confirms his word. So revelation doesn't just mean that there is something mystical that has to happen. When God speaks to your spirit, you will know that is God. Deep calls unto deep, spirit to spirit. When God speaks, doubt will fizzle out. When you're still trying to know the will of God, is it this or is this that? He's not yet spoken. When he speaks, you will know. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Now, therefore, faith comes by what? So, one way you know God has spoken is when faith comes. If what you're hearing is still confusing, it's not God yet. Wait, you'll soon understand. When he calls you, when the voice of God calls, the waters of doubt can't stop it. He splits the waters. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So this is the process. I want you to listen. What you eventually manifest is what your spirit has conceived. And the word of God is the seed of God. How God impregnates a man with the vision of his future is by releasing his word. God's word is his sperm, seed. His word. Everything he creates by his word. Anything he says becomes what he says. So he releases that word. Your spirit is impregnated. Something in you just gets it. You know it. So let the word of God impregnate you. Stay in the position. If you're going to have new experiences, if you're going to get into new dimensions, you must receive a fresh revelation. Now, number two, second thing I want us to know. It is what you hear and what you see. When you hear it and you see it, and then you declare it with your mouth in faith, that now turns on your prophetic season. Your prophetic season begins at that moment. Everything continues the same. And may even get worse until there is a thus says the Lord. Everything continues the same and may even get worse. There is a change, a turning of season that happens when you hear God, when you see what God is saying. That's what turns on your Kairos season. That's your Rhema. In that moment, you're launched into a new prophetic season or era. That means, according to God's plan, when a fresh word comes, it means he's wrapping up a level and he's launching you into next dimension. Somebody under the sound of my voice, it will not tarry. Your spirit must receive your word for your next level in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I can never be stagnant. Say, I can never be hindered. It will not continue as it used to be. I know you're having it good, but the best is yet to come. I know it might be tough, but that's not all there is. Oh, the prophetic plan of the Lord in your life shall stand. According to election of grace, that's why you're hearing this word. What God has planned for you will not be aborted in the name of Jesus. Let me hear you shout your loudest, amen. Let me hear you shout your loudest, amen. Whoever is receiving it, say, my new springs forth now. Number three. When the word of God comes afresh, it also opens up a dimension of operations in the realm of the spirit. It also opens up a dimensions of operations in the realms of the spirit. Your season changes, but the operations, and that's why you notice that there is a different season. Something is different. These operations in the realm of the spirit impacts the activities of the heavenlies on earth. Angels will be dispatched with different angels that you've not had any interaction with. A host will be released. That's why you're going to begin to see new things. See things happen at the speed of the spirit, because there is something else happening in the spirit. And this thing happens within a given period of time, according to the predeterminate counsel of God. It happens within a period of time. I pray the Lord grant you understanding. This spiritual activation can be for a short moment. It can be for a season, or it can be for a long span of time. It can be years, it can be decades, it can be centuries. Because God said it then. That's it. It just happens. So the long span of it is what we call era. Everybody say era. You see, a season is a time or period of definite length. And most probably, usually within a year, you call it a season. But an era is a time or a period of indeterminate length. You can't define it by just 1 year. No, an era is made up of aggregated seasons. So an era can run for decades, can run for centuries, and that's an era. I want you to understand. Because the reason I'm explaining these things is for you to understand what God is saying to Lamb Global, the church. I'm addressing the church. What God is saying to us is that we are now being ushered into an apostolic era for us as a church. Not an apostolic season, is an era. It's an era of fulfilling the prophetic destiny of Lamb. God has taken years to prepare our man of God, to prepare our ministry team, to prepare this church for years. Some of you may be very new, but Lamb is not very new. Lamb is evergreen and ever new. So you may think we just started, but we've been there. God has been training us for such a time as this. And we now have a mandate to go and fulfill that prophetic destiny. You know, Jesus knew exactly at the age of 30, when he walked to Jordan to be baptized, even John, who was baptizing the Jews at Jordan, kept talking about he who will come after him. He who is greater than him. He who is not worthy to untie the lace of his shoes. He kept talking about this one. He won't baptize with water. He will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He spoke about him. And one day, he said, God already had told him, whomever you see the Spirit descend upon and remain, that's who he is. And one day his own cousin comes in. He didn't even know. And suddenly he saw it. He said, this is the Lamb of God who will take away the sin. And Jesus said, I came to be baptized. He said, no, I'm not worthy. Baptized me. Jesus said, no. So far it to be so, that all righteousness may be fulfilled. Why? It is written that way. When you go to Psalms chapter 2, you will see it. You are my son. Today I have begotten you. It was written of him. That thing must happen that day. And when he entered Jordan in baptism and came out, the heavens opened and the voice of the excellent glory sounded. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. And that's the beginning. Ministry begins. That was the day. Until then, he didn't permit, the Father didn't permit the devil to test him. Until then, he was not driven by the Spirit to go fast for 40, preparation for 40, commissioning for 40 days, being tempted of the devil. And by the time he came down, the Bible says he came down in the power of the Spirit and his fame. There is always a day. I came to talk to you, Lamb. Our day has come. After preparation, and the child was subject, and the child grew in spirit until the day of his showing. There is a day of his showing. I lift my hands and declare to everyone who is part and parcel of this vision, Lamb Global, the day of our showing has come. So, what God has ushered us into is beyond just a program for a quarter or a year. It's beyond a season. It's a journey beyond the traps of definite time. It's a generational wave. I want you to look at your neighbor. Call him by his or her name again. Say, love son David. You may not feel anything now. You may not feel anything that seems divine. There may not be anything dramatic happening to you now. You may not fully understand what pastor is saying now. Say, so maybe you're new in church. Maybe you're still new in walking with God. Maybe you're new to the things of the Spirit. He said, calm down. He said, the word is to the church. And if you're part of it, no matter how you feel, whether you fully understand it, say, just align. Just connect. Say, what comes on the head flows to everywhere. Say, the same blessing and grace will be touching you. If you believe it, shout your loudest amen. Amen. That's all you have to do. Connect. Connect. So God is calling us to a generation. You help me talk to your neighbor. Hold him by his or her hands. Let's call him Love Son David. You're now a part and parcel of a generational move of the Spirit. That generations to come will speak of. Histories that will be written of. He said, don't make light this moment. If you believe it, give him a mighty praise. So what is this mandate, the call? I want you to hold your neighbor. Get me to the next thing on the fly. I want you to read what you're seeing on the screen to your neighbor. And I want your neighbor to hear it and hear it well. All of you at the back, on the gallery, everywhere you are, read and read out loud. Want to go. The launch into this new apostolic era is a call to be part of God's agenda in nurturing and heralding the move of his Spirit and the amplified works of his grace in this journey. Somebody say nurturing. And heralding the move of God's Spirit and the amplified works of his grace. You know, sometimes I'm coming into church, I'm coming from the back, and they are singing praise, and you see young men and young women, they are aloof. Their hands are in their pockets. You just see them here, pockets of them. You find that there is nothing. They don't even, they sometimes they just go to church on a Sunday because they were raised to go to church on a Sunday. It's like a religious duty. You find that nothing is going on. And as I'm walking, the Holy Spirit will say to me, do you see his son? He said, yes. He said, there is work in the Spirit. This thing is not a talking thing. It's a betting thing. There is something we have to travail until it happens. Relax. God pass devil. Not be today. We are sin abounds. Grace abounds much more. The devil has never won God in any battle. And the battle for the souls of this generation, of the young ones, he has lost it already. We are the ones called to nurture this thing. You see these people that are standing like this, pressing their phone? Not only will they serve the Lord with their lives, they will live their lives as a sacrifice to the God's glory of God. No challenge. We know where we do the business. That's a call. Something must happen. Lest the devil shames the generation. You can't win the argument of a generation that was raised with access to information. There has to be something that can be argued about. It's called the glory of God. It's called the power of God. Something that ends every argument, that confounds the wise. Confounds the wise. The wise cannot explain. It's a call. Is a call. Look at the next thing. Hold that neighbor. First. Look at the next thing. Everybody read what you're seeing on the screen and read it out loud to your neighbor. Want to go? No. They've missed it. They go up. You've missed someone. Yes. One, two, go. It is a call to raise generations that will in turn raise other generations to bear the torch and run with the baton of greater works unto the day of Christ. Can I stand today and appreciate all our members who God has been using in our Super Kids Church, Royal Breed, and our Teens Church? Because all teachers, all caregivers, all nurturers that have been nurturing the next generation, can you stand up? Many of them are there while we are here making sacrifice. Celebrate them. Bless God for their lives. Bless God for their lives. Now, sit down. What are we saying? What we are saying is they are raising generations. We are aware that if ladies today can pray, if men today can pray, they will raise children that can pray. We are aware that what's happening in your life as a young person today, as a middle-aged person, even as a mother, as a father, even as a grandfather and as a mother, doesn't just affect you. That it affects other people. You're not one person, you're a nation. There are people tied to your loins. There are people in your womb. Your womb will give birth to people. Your life is not just your life. So when we are looking at you, we are not just raising a man. We are targeting the people that will come after you. There will be generations after us that we know God, because God brought us to have encounters with him. We will raise a generation that do not know God because their parents didn't have encounters with God. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. So look at the calling. The Lord is calling Lamb Global. Everybody listen. All Love Sons, all our partners, all our affiliates, all over the world, all of you listening to me, with a new apostolic mandate. Therefore, a new apostolic era has started in Lamb Global. The Lord spoke to me about this October 2023, but granted me utterance and unction, permission to speak of it in January 2024. And it is already happening. Just like we read in Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19. Watch out for the new thing I'm doing. It's already happening. That's what moved us into Apostolic Summit. That is making us go from one city to another, preparing the people of God for the move of God. And I sense strongly in my spirit that IFPC this December, we are going to be celebrating the first phase of fulfilling this mandate. And in a very big way. Let me hear you shout your loudest amen. Ask your neighbor, do you know what time it is? Do you know what God is saying? Are you seeing what he's saying? Are you going to accept divine guidance? Are you going to submit to divine guidance? Will you align with prophetic vision? So it's an era for us. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. What is our responsibility? Write it down, everybody. As I wrap this up, write this down. What is our responsibility? One. Number one. Our responsibility is embracing the call of God on us as a church. That's the first one. embracing the call of God on us as a church. Don't worry, it's not on the screen. Just write it down. Embracing the call of God, that call of God, the apostolic mandate. When they ask you what's happening in Lamb now, tell them we are running with an apostolic mandate. We are going to have time to teach it more and more, and then we'll understand it. I'm going to be talking about it more in Abuja, so make sure you tune in online, because Lamb headquarters is wherever Pastor Davis is at the time. So wherever I am, make sure you are online watching. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And when I'm speaking, I'm not speaking to just a group of people that are there on site. People are seeing and watching online. So you can connect. So it's embracing the call. Somebody tell your neighbor, embrace the mandate. It's not a suggestion. It's a mandate. It's an instruction, a call, a commandment. Number two, embracing his call on us as individual love sons. Embracing his call on us as individual love sons. Contributing and playing vital roles in the fulfillment of the corporate mandate. Contributing and playing vital roles. What is my role? Where should I join? What role must I play? That's it. Number three, embarking on fulfilling this apostolic mandate. Embarking on fulfilling this apostolic mandate by taking a missionary posture. You see, apostolos, the apostolic means being sent specially with a special message on a special assignment. In fact, that word apostolos simply means the sent one. So, to be on an apostolic mandate, it means God has sent us. We embark on fulfilling that mandate by taking a missionary posture and getting into a missionary gear. We are no longer going to sit comfortable every Wednesday and Sunday, every PEP, when we have relationship programs, and just enjoy our assembling together. Our eyes are now on our Jerusalem, yes, but our Judea, our Samaria, and to the ends of what? To take what God has given to us and get off our seats, get off our comfort zones, get off our just being together with ourselves, and take it to the world. Somebody say here. If you believe, shout, let it be so. The last but not the least, number four. We must now become, this is our responsibility, we must now become more and more a church on the go. We must now become more and more a church on the go. Not a church that sits, but a church on the go. We must now become more and more Christians on the go. We must become missionary Christians. We must become mission-minded and mission-driven. We all must become mission-minded and mission-driven. So it's time to take up the mantle. Because every mandate comes with a mantle. God never gives you a mandate without authorizing you to do it. There is an authority and a power that backs you up to go and accomplish it. We must now focus on the mission. We know what the mission is as a church. We must now run with the message. And our greatest goal must be to fulfill that prophetic vision, the apostolic mandate. Every love son that hears my voice, every of the partners of this ministry that is affiliated with us. And you take direction as God speaks to the servant, his servant. This is God's word. So what you're going to notice is this. Just like I showed in the second service. Everyone who wakes up and accepts this divine guidance will start walking the predetermined path of God. And our greatest blessings is encoded, fixed, embedded, encapsulated in our calling. Whatever he tells us to do, let's do it. Leaders lead as a missionary. Pastors pastor as a missionary. Departments stop thinking about Sunday services alone. How can what we do on Sundays and on Wednesdays impact our world? How do we take these things out? There is a world to reach. There are people to bless. There is a world to change. There is an impact to make beyond the walls of our gathering together. Church must now turn into only an equipment center. We come to be armed, come to be fed. Church must now turn into a servicing center. We come to be serviced, renewed, refreshed, empowered again. A feeling center, a feeling station. Why? So we can go out on Monday and go and do the ministry. Ministry must now be taken out of our church walls, exactly where it's needed, in the dark places of the world, all over. All of us must now rise up with a consciousness that we're on a mission. God bless you. Stand on your feet everywhere. Now, lift your hands and say, Lord, whatever you're doing now, I don't want to be left out. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to be ignorant of what you're doing. May I never be in the move of God and not know. May I never be. Please, for a minute, say that prayer from the depths of your heart. Whatever, use me. Please, I ask of you. Please, it's not a prayer you shout. It's an intimate prayer, but you must focus. You must focus and pray. Lord, I don't want to do my own thing. I refuse to lean on my own understanding. I don't want to choose my own way. I choose your way. I choose your way. I submit to the mandate you've given to the church through your servant, through our shepherd. I submit. I choose the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. The Lord. Pray. Don't look at me. Discipline yourself. God is recruiting men. When you pray, he answers. Let me tell you, that's how I got here. I'll cry. I don't want to be in the church and you're using men mightily and I'm left out behind. I don't want to be left out. In every great house, there are different vessels. There are vessels of dishonor, and there are vessels of honor. I don't want to be among the vessels of dishonor. The vessels that don't even know what God is saying, that don't even know how God is moving, just begging for miracles, begging for things. No, I don't want to be a beggar in the house of God. Lift your hands everywhere. Prophetic thing now. Hold that neighbor by your sides. Everybody, lock hands. And then raise it up together as a church. Father, I have given your word to the church. I have spoken as I have received unction and utterance from you. I have spoken in the name of your Son. And I have spoken of your Spirit. I now declare that from this very moment, Lamb Global, the ministry you have called us to and we have received in you, the people you have given to us, our sons and daughters, scattered all over the world, in different cities and different nations of the world, in different places, I now decree and declare the fullness of time has come. Whistle for them. Whoever you have ordained unto eternal life, whoever you have ordained as a servant, a laborer in this house, whomever you have ordained as a son and part and parcel of your end time agenda on this platform, in this ministry, for whatever reason, wherever they are, both in the past, in the present, and those yet to come, I now command by the wind, I now command by the wings of the Spirit, I now command and dispatch the host of heavens. Let a wind proceed from you. Let the wind proceed from you. Whistle and gather them unto yourself. For this is the fullness of time. The time has come. The restoration of all things. The reconciliation of all things. Now, heaven's agenda has its way. Let your will be done here on earth, in Lamb Global, with Lamb Global, through Lamb Global, as it is in heaven. We establish it. We bind. I bind every counsel of wickedness. I bind every machination of darkness. I bind every oppression of the demonic. I bind every tongue we sin against us or we rise. I silence it. I rebuke the devourer. I rebuke the seed eater. I rebuke the destroyer. I rebuke the thief that stole sons and steal children and the lekatosha that dilute visions. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Now gather them. I call them forth now in the name of Jesus. I announce the fullness of time has come. I announce that in the power of the Spirit, in the boldness of the Spirit, with courage divine, strength as ones who know their God, we shall now move from the east to the west, from the north to the south, of different territories. We are now breaking forth on every side into new frontiers. We are now taking over the waves of media. We are now taking over the institutions and the mountains of influence. We are now taking over every nook and cranny of every street, every neighborhood, in the metropolitan areas, in the suburban areas, in the inner cities, in the hinterlands, every nation, every race, every tongue, every tribe, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every age, from the young, even to the suckling babies, even to young adults, to middle age, to the elderly, to children and children's children, in the name of Jesus, I now decree and declare, be open, answer to us, cooperate with us, let the will of God be manifest, let it spring forth now in the name of Jesus. Please lift your hands together. And Lord, I decree now, this ministry is a mountain where the weak is made strong. Where the confused receives clarity and direction. Where the timid and the fearful is made bold and released with courage, full of faith in the name of Jesus. Where foes who acted as fools are made wise. Where every gift of God flourishes and people excel and people prosper at the pace of grace and at the speed of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Everyone who comes here will abide, planted and flourish, generations after generations. Everyone who comes here will turn from selfish church attender to selfless steward of God's grace, servants serving the purpose of God. Send laborers, my God, send laborers. Mobilize your church. We are yours. In the days of your power, your people shall be willing. Yes, from the beauty arrayed with the splendor of holiness, and from the womb of the morning, the youth will arise like dews falling in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now hear me, from this day, as we go to do what he asks us to do, whatever the heathens killed for, lied for, whatever men sought after will now begin to serve us. We begin to respond to our commands in the name of Jesus. They are now added to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Love sons, welcome to your greatest day of abundance and overflowing prosperity. Rejoice! 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 Praise him! We are not tired yet. Put the praise! Hallelujah! 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 Glory to Jesus! I want 120 people. 120, that's what I'm asking for, is prophetic. And if the Lord leads you to get a sacrifice as we begin to praise him, and come and lay it on the altar with me. Come and lay it, don't wait for anybody. Rejoice! Keep praising! Keep praising! Keep praising! Keep praising! Keep praising! Keep praising! Come out and show them! Even if you're saying it through other means, come out. Hallelujah. 120. Rejoice. Hallelujah. 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 120. That's what I asked for. Lepodekaya. Librebekaya. Librebeketosh. Lapodeya. Ligeya pota. Ligeleposa. Hallelujah. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you.
We praise you.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.